This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. A controversial Governor Jindal-backed plan to elevate Highway 1 south to Port Fourchon using savings from BP-funded coastal restoration projects drew fire from gubernatorial candidates like Scott Angell earlier this week.
I would oppose that from this source of funds.
A compromise was reached with some coastal and environmental groups, backers of the Highway 1 project, and the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority, using Go Mesa money instead. CPRA Director Chip Klein.
Up to 10% of the Gulf of Mexico Energy Security Act revenues that we will begin to receive in 2017 to be spent on coastal infrastructure projects that are directly impacted by coastal wetland loss.
The proposal was approved by the CPRA without objection Wednesday, but not everyone was pleased. State Representative Ray Garofalo of Chaumette.
I'm not arguing against its kumbaya moment, but at the same time, I think it's very important that I go on the record and state that I think that this money should all be dedicated to coastal restoration and protection.
Candidate for governor, Jay Darden.
We finally have a significant federal source of dollars to start implementing this coastal master plan. This is exactly the kind of raid that would set the precedent for everybody else to come nibbling away at these dollars that absolutely must be used for coastal erosion.
And gubernatorial candidate John Bel Edwards.
It is an inappropriate use of coastal restoration dollars to undertake a transportation infrastructure project.
But Angell, who was Jindal's legislative liaison for the past two sessions, says
Highway 1 actually helps us to gain more revenue from the federal offshore area.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.